Scarlett, joining Storm. To start with, how was your time at Bath?
Bath, yeah, really, really good. I think I was quite a young player, and so to progress there was a really great opportunity. There's a lot of very successful players there that kind of led my development. It was great to kind of learn and grow through them and then come away from there and experience some other teams as well now. So, no, yeah, it was brilliant.
And you were part of the INTC setup. How much did that benefit you at the time?
Oh, massively. I think having that kind of level of training in terms of the strength and conditioning support and then the on-court technical trainings once or twice a day after that really helps to improve your fitness. And for me, I think I particularly struggle with the strength element as opposed to the fitness side. And having that level of support continuously was a big improvement to my game. And it's a great strategy to kind of improve your injury prevention as well. So from that side of things, yeah, it's support that you can't get anywhere else. And in terms of beneficial, it was hugely beneficial to me as a player.
And did you realise it was something you'd still be doing in 2017?
Oh, definitely. I think if you generally love sport, you know that you'll be involved one way or another. But for me, netball was always something that I loved. And from a young age, I was always well involved with it. So I think I'd like to think I'll still be playing for a few years to come. At which level, I'm not too sure. But at least for fun, definitely. And for as long as I can carry on playing this level, I definitely think I'll be involved with Super League for hopefully some time.
Yeah. You'll be joining from Mavs. Were you happy with how you got on last season?
I think last season was a bit of a broken season kind of for me. I was kind of going into a newer position in a team that kind of needed a centre position rather than more of a wing defence. So first half of the season, I didn't get as much court time as I wanted. The second half of the season was a lot stronger for me. So I kind of hoped to enter this season with a bit of court time behind me and be able to progress in that position as well as my key areas like wing defence as well. So yeah, it was definitely a learning season for me, and I really hope to kind of improve on that with more court time this season.
Have you met everybody yet? I mean, you'll know Bethany well, won't you? But how about the rest of the girls?
Yeah, I know Beth really well. It's lovely to see her again. I think netball is a very small world, so we do all know each other. So I train with Yaz and Kat Hayes as well, who's part of the training squad. So we all know each other. And then Nade is a new face for me, but we get on really well. And there's a couple of girls that I didn't know as well, but yeah, everyone's bonding so well. And it's actually really nice to be a part of a squad that is getting on so well so soon in the season. And as well as that, partnerships are kind of working really well as well. So yeah, it's a really positive start, and I'm really excited to carry on with this group of girls.
And what's that like, joining two-time champions in a row?
Oh, it's fantastic. I think the legacy of, you know, two-time champions is absolutely brilliant. It's like I say, there's a lot of new faces in the squad. I don't think that takes away from what they've done previously. I think it is just a new group. And leading, I don't think we look back with their history and think we have any pressure on us. I just think it's a new start. It's a fresh season. It's fresh players. And we're going to do as well as we can with this group of players. And like I said, with really positive things so far in training, I think we've got a lot as a group to bring together on court. As well as that, I think there's a lot of strength throughout the squad in all areas, and I think everyone, different people will be able to chop and change in different positions, which I think having a strong 12 is a great thing to have in any squad. And I think our coach will be positive, hopefully, or happy to put all of us on. So I think that's a great start as well. So yeah, only positive things really. I hope you can hear from my voice. I'm really excited to progress through the season, and also with our new coach and assistant coach, it'll be a fresh start and a fresh team, which is something I think I need in my season as well.
Well, the good thing to see, she's got a visa, so she's definitely on her way. Are you looking forward to seeing what she can add to your game?
Oh, yes, so much. Do you know what? It's just nice to have a new coach that hasn't been around the netball scene for too long in England that will bring a completely fresh perspective. And I think actually that's what all of us are really excited about. It's a different face. It's new coaching tactics. Hopefully she'll bring some really different styles of coaching for us. And yeah, with that and the combination of players, I think it will just be, yeah, it's a really exciting start. And I think she will hopefully bring a different element to what we've experienced before. And I think as a player, it's great to have all different levels and standards of international coaching, really, to bring her experience to us as players. And like I say, it just brings a new flavour to it, doesn't it? Something new and different is always exciting.
Tickets to Super 10 went on sale. They're obviously flying out. And you've got the big showcase events like London Live. Were you there last year?
Yes, I was there last year. Yeah, we've done London Live once at Mavericks. Now I'll be on the other side. But just a new team and a different a different group of people, but it's the same buzz, the same feeling. I'm so excited. As well as that, I think the Storm fans are like so well renowned for being the best fans out there. So I'm really looking forward to having their support and meeting a new crowd and new supporters. And every season, it's always great, but Storm particularly have some really solid supporters. So I really look forward to meeting them.
Did you play as part of it, or were you just on the bench?
Last season, I was on the bench for it. So this season, I really hope to get some court time on there and show what I can do. I think, for me, that was really disappointing for me on the day, actually. I was kind of really keen to go on and had been prepped to go on, but unfortunately didn't get the opportunity. And that's netball round, really. Sometimes you don't get the opportunity on court, and that's the way it is. You can only go back and build as a player, and I feel like on the off-season I've done that. So hopefully it will be a different story this time around, fingers crossed.
Yeah, and still taking that massive atmosphere and the roar of the crowd and the whole excitement of the event.
Oh, exactly. And you can only build on that as a player. I think, you know, you train in one environment and then match day comes and it's a completely different environment, but it's only like completely different in a really great way. So, yeah, as long as you can control the excitement and the nerves, which sometimes I get a bit overwhelmed by being a bit more energetic, as long as I can control that and hold that in, I think, yeah, I'll have really something really strong to contribute.
And Mavs will be playing Storm there twice at the Copper Box next season. That's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
Not if you're a player. Not if you're a Storm or Mavs player, I guess. We love the attention. No, yeah, I guess we are really fortunate with the big games we get. And it's probably a credit to what Storm have done in the past and what Mavericks have done in the past that they warrant those big games. And I just think this season will hopefully warrant it again for next season and just keep building on really successful seasons for both teams. And yeah, I think it's credit to what the people want to see, and I think that's credit to both teams. So yeah, that's great for us.
And how good do you look in the duck egg?
Duck egg blue and black. Yeah, I mean, God, I like to try a lot of different colours, have you seen, but I think the duck egg blue in the back is going to suit me the best as far as pre-seasons have gone and group bonding. So let's hope that comes out. And yeah, I think it's a good colour.
And obviously the big names like Thunder and Mavs will still be in there and chasing the title. But what kind of difference is the league going to have with the likes of Sirens, Stars and obviously Wasps?
Yeah, well, I think they all bring a really different angle to the sport, really. Sirens is a little bit further up. They bring kind of the Scottish side. They've got a lot of Scottish players in their team, so they'll bring a different style of netball to the game. And Wasps have got a lot of big names in there, so it'll be actually really exciting to see what they bring to court. I'm really looking forward to playing that game. And like I say, seeing what all those big players bring. So there is a lot of new teams and a lot of new players out there this year, and no one's really seen what they're looking like at the moment. So those first few games will be definitely one to look out for.
And the player movement then, I expect that was almost inevitable in a way as well.
Yeah, I think when you bring any new teams into the mix, people were excited to try different things, new combinations, new people, and a lot of people, there was a big shift in players for a lot of teams, which is a big draw for some and others. So yeah, I think the movement of players was really encouraging, and it just allowed for people to kind of make some more, as there was more teams, it's bigger decisions. And I guess this season, it was, you know, coaches getting in contact with players, and in previous seasons it's more of a decision on the player side. This season it was like, right, the coach wants this player, we're going to call them, we're going to make the movements towards them, which I think has been a progression, well, a really needed and wanted progression in netball. It's like selection of your own teams before trials, and that's the way netball is moving now. So yeah, there is a big movement, but it's well thought out, I think.
And when you got the call or the interest to join Storm, was it easy one to make?
For me, yeah, it was. I think there was really great opportunities in Storm, especially in the centre court, which was a big pull for me because I'm probably one of the more experienced players in terms of Asian netball. So for me, I'm looking to get some more court time this season, and Storm, like, I hope, really offered that opportunity. And the pre-season discussions were really positive and encouraging. So yeah, I definitely think, if anywhere, for me, it was Storm or nothing. So yeah, I made the decision to carry on playing in the Super League, and I'm really, really glad I did now, especially with the way, like I say, the first few weeks, months of training have gone.
And I had a word with Frankie and basically asked her if she had a message for the Storm fans between now and February, because it's a fair way off. Wondered if you have something similar?
Yeah, definitely. Keep a close eye on social media, like keep come with all the positive. We get some really positive stuff on social media from all our fans, and we, you know, after training, we do get the messages and we do read all of our personal accounts, and it is all from us, and we really hope that you carry on supporting us, because it's such a great feeling to know that all you guys are behind us this season. And honestly, none of us can wait for our first foot home game and greet everyone and experience that real buzz. Thank you for supporting us, and we really hope to give you a really great season, because I know all of us are 100% up for it.